Tantor Audio presents The Sea Wolves, A History of the Vikings by Lars Brownworth. Narrated by Joe Barrett. On Romans, Holy Romans, and Byzantines. Clarity about the past is often sought by oversimplifying it. History is broken down into digestible chunks with neat borders and labels which, however useful, can sometimes be misleading. Dates which were hardly noticed at the time become watershed years, and epochs and ages are given names which would have been unrecognizable to those living during them. When national or imperial pride gets involved, the resulting propaganda usually muddies the water even further. The Middle Ages had two rival empires, both claiming to be the true Roman Empire. For most of their history, neither of them actually controlled Rome, yet both had claims on its legacy. The confusion stems from the 3rd century AD, when the Roman Emperor, Diocletian, decided to split the old Roman Empire in half. The western half, with its capital in Italy, collapsed in the 5th century. The traditional date is 476. But the eastern portion survived until 1453, when a Turkish invasion and the guns of the modern world finally brought it down. Since the eastern half was centered on Constantinople, the old Greek city of Byzantium, modern-day Istanbul, modern historians refer to it as the Byzantine Empire, or simply Byzantium. Its location in the thoroughly Hellenized East meant that Greek became the preferred language, so Byzantium is sometimes referred to as the Greek Empire. Nonetheless, it is important to note that while it existed, both friends and enemies alike viewed it as Roman, and drew no artificial distinctions between the Empire of Rome